is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Super Bowl 59 is underway in New Orleans, and security there is very tight.
The security here is unprecedented. It's unlike anything I've ever seen in the Big Easy, and for good reason. The city has received a SEER 1 rating for this event.
CBS's Katie Weiss says security is tight for the game itself, but it's coupled with President Trump's attendance and the New Year's morning attack, where a driver killed and injured partygoers on Bourbon Street. Kansas City Chiefs fans are hoping for a win, but so are the Philadelphia Eagles fans. A Philadelphia hair salon is providing green hair dye to honor the team's colors.
Crimson is also offering green hair extensions and green hair tinsel for Birds fans. And that's not all they've seen come through.
We're seeing people actually color their hair totally green. Everybody's just so excited. Give the Eagles another chance to win that Super Bowl.
And a lot of people wearing their Eagles gear. Everything's lit up green in the town.
CBS's Carrie Corrada in Philadelphia. No score so far, by the way, in the first quarter of the game. More trade tariffs are coming. CBS's Willie James Inman reports.
Trump says he'll announce on Monday that the United States will impose 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports, including from Canada and Mexico.
Any steel coming into the United States is going to have a 25% tariff.
Trump's stop in New Orleans begins a new week as his administration undertakes a dramatic overhaul of the federal government. With the help of billionaire Elon Musk, Trump is putting multiple departments and agencies under the cost-cutting microscope.
A federal judge has sided with unions representing federal workers, at least for now, preventing the Trump administration from placing 2,200 USAID employees on administrative leave. New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker says the American people have been weighing in.
By shining a light on these things, by elevating, as we've seen online this past week, literally hundreds of millions of shares and likes, exposing what's going on, this is giving us more strength in actually stopping him from doing what he's doing.
Booker was interviewed on CNN's State of the Union. A lot of snow has fallen north of Boston, and it caught residents a bit off guard.
I ran into Al and Manny at the end of their nearly hour-long effort to dig their cars out of several inches of snow.
How do you describe what we're looking at right now?
Yeah, New England. That's how I describe it, New England.
How many inches would you say we're in right now?
More than they said.
Do you guys have to, like, be out and about today, or are you just trying to...
No, just doing it.
Nope, just getting it clean.
Just doing to clean it up.
Just getting it clean. Clean two cars, his too.
Well, at least this happened on a Sunday and not a Monday morning.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Celebrating Black History Month, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Actor Wendell Pierce has accomplished much in his career. He says it all started in his hometown of New Orleans.
It was like a Black Mayberry, and the first Black mayor came out of there, the first Black DA, lawyers, doctors, postal workers, maintenance men. That was the community I grew up in. It was absolutely wonderful.
What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. Huh, that was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core Ultra processors, and more. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
Cases of the flu are spiking across the country. Here's CBS's Steve Kathan.
Influenza cases are reported at high or very high levels in 41 states. ER visits for the flu last week were 30% higher than the week before.
So these numbers, while staggering, we have over 20 million cases, 250,000 hospitalizations, and unfortunately over 11,000 deaths, including 47 pediatric deaths. These cases are staggering, but they're not unlike numbers we saw pre-pandemic.
Dr. Rabia De La Tour of NYU Langone.
Society as a whole is less immune. We have slightly lower vaccination rates, and so our defenses are slightly down.
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Health officials also watching a different kind of flu, the bird flu. A bird flu outbreak has infected nearly 23 million birds in the last month, and those birds have had to be destroyed, contributing to those high egg prices you're seeing at the grocery stores. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
WRJN Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, clear skies and a low near 15. Sunshine, 31 for your Monday. Slight chance of snow Monday night with a low near 16. Mostly sunny, low 20s on your Tuesday. Better chance of snow on Wednesday, mid-20s. Snow continues to Wednesday night. Right now, it's 28.
Rodeo Park to pristine North Beach. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Well, since you put me down, I bet I'm doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But why do you look so fine? Look so and fine. My love wouldn't take much time for you to help me run, to help me get a ride on my heart.
It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. Ooh, mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preacher come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. seeing me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
We'll be right back.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Gets me more.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
And I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
I'm not. lay, lay across my big brass bed. Lay, 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 lay across my big brass bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I show them to you, and you see them shine. Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big brass bed. Stay, lady, stay, stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make 'em smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Across my big brass bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. I'm outside your
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
for telling you right smack dab in the middle of town. I found a paradise that's trouble-proof. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof.
There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the twisted love.
Come a little bit.
was empty. Then I heard Jose say, man, you know you're in trouble plenty. So I dropped my drink from my hand and through the window I ran. And as I rode away, I could hear her say to Jose, yeah, come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man, so big and so strong.
CBS News on the